Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm joined by Michelle Saucer, Community Impact Director of the United Way. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here today. And we're going to get to what all the United Way does because it's a big organization. It does a lot of neat stuff. But one of the big things you guys are into is making sure folks know how to read and encouraging them to read. Let's talk a little bit today about the Read, Learn, Succeed program. What is that and what's going on?
Well, we launched Read, Learn, Succeed in 2012 with only four schools. We're now currently in 13 schools, 10 here locally. And what it is an initiative to assist second and third graders with reading at or above grade level on time. And the whole initiative began because United Way wanted to create something where students graduated on time. And people ask, well, why are we reading with second and third graders? It's because if a student doesn't know how to read by the time they complete third grade, they're four times likely to drop out of high school. So what we would like to do is we would like our students to have community respond to the issue and come and read with them 30 minutes once a week for a school year. And in that effort, our students do increase. Last year, we had 96% of our students to increase their reading levels.
The students here in our area have faced some challenges. We got involved last year as a radio station and did a program where when you gave a donation to the station, we also went and purchased a book and put it into the hands of area students. And I can't remember, we went to 14, 15 schools, something
you
like
went
that.
To and a lot of
we
schools.
We went a bunch of places and delivered books.
Right.
And one of the things that shocked me was, one, a lot of these kids did not have books, which was quite shocking to me. And the reason was kind of odd, too. The area flooded, and these mm-hmm. kids lost their books because the books were down on the lower shelves of the homes. And so you had a lot of kids that either didn't own any books or lost all the books they had. And so we thought that was a cool thing to get involved with.
And Corey, just so you'll know, some of our students didn't even start out with books. Most, when we do a survey of our parents, most of the students start with 6 to 10 books to read in the home. And that's not nearly enough books to practice reading. Our, most of our children in most of our programs are transient. And when they're moving from place to place, they don't just pick up the books. That's not the first thing that goes. So partnering with KEDM to ensure that students have reading materials so that they can practice, so that they are great at reading, was a great experience. And our kids really did enjoy that experience because if you looked at how they were shopping for the books and the excitement that they asked one of the KEDM participants, is like, is this, do we get to keep this?
They were their books. You know, the neat thing about it was I just sat there and watched, like, okay, what book's that guy gonna pick? Is he gonna get that one? Is he gonna get, you know? And it was kind of interesting to sit there because I had packed up some of the books, so I knew what was in the box,
titles.
And I was like, okay, let's see what that guy goes for. Let's see what that little girl goes for.
And they and everybody wanted the book that you read.
Yeah, that's true too. So the Read, Learn, Succeed program has helped a lot of folks, over 900 folks in Northeast Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And provided a lot of books. How many books you think have been provided
over time? You know, I think we average about 5,000 to 6,000 books per school year, and we've been doing this for about 5 years now. And partnering with people like KEDM, who wants to put more books in our kids' homes, is probably been one of the greatest contributions. And so our students look forward to getting a book every month, and then at the end of the year they get the 15 books. And then there are those special moments where partners like KEDM want to give them more books, and they really do appreciate it.
Now, one of the other things, kids love it when adults come and volunteer and help out. What opportunities are there for a listener who's listening right now to get involved with the United Way Read, Learn, Succeed program?
Well, we are currently recruiting new volunteers. We always recruit volunteers because life happens. However, we have 10 schools here locally in Monroe. and West Monroe, where we need volunteers to come and read 30 minutes. We recruit volunteers in pairs or teams because life happens. So if you are a part of an organization or a student group, or if you are a class and you like to kind of read with a student, we can make it happen. You just have to fill out an application. You have to attend a one-hour training. We provide a free background check, and then you are attached to a student from the last week of October through the first week of May.
And you get a chance to go meet a lot of young folks and do some good stuff in the community.
And our kids really do appreciate the time. They respond to our volunteers like nothing I've ever seen before.
So I'm looking at your little handout you gave me, and right there at the, I was reading it all, and then right at the top in huge numbers, it says 96%. What's the 96%?
96% of all of our students that participated in ReLearn Succeed increased their reading levels from the work that our volunteers did with them.
So that's an outstanding fact right there, that getting involved, it shows getting involved really does help.
And it creates a great impact.
And creates a huge impact on these local folks. The area you guys cover, not just Ouachita Parish.
We're in Ouachita Parish, Lincoln Parish, and Union Parish.
Ouachita, Lincoln, and Union. If you'd like to get involved, how can a person out there do that?
Call 211. Quick, easy number to remember, and they can get you connected to Read, Learn, Succeed.
211 gets you to Read, Learn, Succeed, and lots of other services. This is Michelle Saucer, Community Impact Director of the United Way of Northeast Louisiana. You can find out more at our website, kedm.org.
Hello again, I'm David Miller, host of Swinging Down the Lane, which comes to you every Friday night at 9 on KEDM Monroe. I'm dedicated to keeping the sounds of the big bands alive and filling my audience in about the band leaders, vocalists, and composers who were such a vital part of the big band era. Join me, won't you, and go Swinging Down the Lane, Friday evening at 9, right here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30, here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.